Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Here is another strategy that will really help you in building a balanced life. And I like to call it creating an ism book. Are your kids old enough to ask, what was I like when I was a child? Hey, if they're not, rest assured that they're going to ask, and you better have something better to say than, it was all a blur. I was there, you were there, but it's all a blur. Isn't it amazing how fast time flies when the kids are older? I know it's a struggle when they're little. I mean, that first year seemed to last at least three. No sleep, always changing diapers, always feeding. But now that once they hit like first grade, boy, the years just fly by. And kids say the funniest things. So start an ism book just in case they ask, what did I do when I was little? It will help anchor that closeness that you feel now, because in the busyness of life, I'm telling you, you're going to forget. It's a book that'll warm you when your kids are teenagers and you look back and you laugh at all the silly and joyful things they said when they were small. So what I'd like for you to do is contribute it to a child with its name. For example, I have a Mia-ism book, a Lisa-ism, Krister-ism, Eric-ism, and Sarah-ism. So create an area where you can write just examples of things that they say. This might be a great thing to add in your gratitude journal at night as you are thinking about all the things you're grateful for. If one of the kids made you laugh, chances are it was an ism, and you can write that down to remember. So just to share with you what I'm talking about, here are a couple of examples that the kids still ask me about. And now that they have kids, they ask me to share with their kids. So here is a Lisa-ism. You've heard me often say that when I do the people puzzle seminar, that there are four different personality types: D's that are drivers, the I's that are influencer, party animals, the S's that are stable and supportive and good listeners, and the C's that are cautious and compliant, letter of the law type people. Well, I always have said that God blessed me with my five children giving me an S. Lisa is the S, the sweet one. I have four other D type that will hit battle head to head every time, but Lisa is the sweet one. I always say God gave me her so I wouldn't harm the others. Just kidding. So Lisa, on our first trip to Michigan when she was little, we went on a trip to Michigan from Florida, and it was also the first time that she had a boyfriend. And we knew what she had promised to do for him when she asked this question. Mama, I know what a stamp costs to mail a letter in Florida, but what does it cost to mail one from Michigan? We had to laugh at that one. Here's an Eric-ism. While riding in the back seat, now Eric was the baby of the family. So while riding in the back seat of the car with me, he was curiously looking at his grandmother, who we call Mormor, and she was in the front seat. Finally, he asked her, hey, Mormor, have you got a sucker in your mouth? No, she said. Then he said, why are your cheeks poking out? Why are your cheeks up there? And then after we laughed, she later learned that she was part Cherokee Indian and also part French. I am blessed to have those same high cheekbones, but back then it was pretty funny that he always thought his grandma had a sucker in her mouth. Let's listen to a commercial and I'll be right back.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for the opportunity to mention my latest book on your podcast. As you know, my first nine books are boating guidebooks. But book number 10 is quite different. It's a heartwarming look at our American history. This book, They Made America Great, 31 Enduring Legacies Worth Heeding Today, elucidates how some Americans, and often counter to the mores of their time, have behaved nobly during our nation's 250-year history. Harry Truman once said, "The only thing really new is the history you don't know." Distinguished historian David McCullough affirms, history is a great way to meet people. This book does that. You can find this book on Amazon.com or on my website, www.rickrhodes.com. Rhodes is spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. And thanks again, Cheryl, for all that great group coaching with Savvy Speakers.
All right, now the ism book I created before I had Sarah, here's a Christerism. He's the firstborn son. So I remember when he was little, he used to love roughhousing with his grandpa. And oftentimes I had to discipline him because I don't know what it was about with my dad. But my dad, one of the things I loved about him is he always was a kid. He always had that childlike spirit. I remember him taking lizards and tickling them so that they would bite his ears and he would hang lizards on his ears for earrings. So I remember when Christian was very small, he was roughhousing with his grandpa. And I had to discipline him and tell him, hey, you need to stop that with grandpa. You know, he was being rough. And I said, you don't need to do that. He's not a little boy like you. He's an adult. And you have to listen to him when he says stop. And you have to do what he says. And Krista quickly came back and went, no, he's not a little boy. And so we argued for a few minutes. Yes, he is an adult. He's an adult, I said. And he would argue, no, grandpa's a little boy. No, Krista, he is an adult. And finally he said, mommy, he's not an adult. He's God's little boy. Pretty profound. A meism. We lived in Sweden, and it was common for children to run around in the summer naked, especially when we lived out in our little country cottage. And we were potty training her when she came to me and explained that she had gone to the bathroom. So, great, honey, I'm so proud of you. Where did you do this? I asked. And then she took my hand and led me right over to the spot in my neighbor's favorite flower garden. As Sarah got older, we ended up, of course, coming up with some Sarah-isms. And since her brothers and sisters were young adults and living on their own when she was a toddler, we often talked about how Krista was in Miami being a chef and how Eric rarely called. He was just out doing whatever. So when she was little, we would always ask, hey, Sarah, where's your brother Krista? And she would reply, in your Miami. And where's Eric? He's in Bradenton doing his thing. And to this day, she'll still tease us and tell us that Krista was a chef in Urami. Another ism of Eric's, he's the family daredevil and he would climb a tree so high that he couldn't come down. So we would have to call grandpa and he would climb up that tree and the tree would be swaying, the top would be swaying and he would bring him down. Another Eric-ism, he would eat ants with a spoon and worms on a dare. So go get a beautiful book because you're going to have it for years and write down these stories, these memories, these inspired poems. That book is going to be priceless for you and for all. This little book you'll read when your teenagers are spreading their wings and making you feel like, who are these people? This book will keep you grounded and allow you to laugh for generations to come. They always say the best revenge is having grandchildren because you can play and hug them and then guess what? You get to send them back. So this is a great little book to share when your kids have their kids. And believe me, you don't want to forget those precious little innocent and honest comments your kids say while they're little. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to bringing you another podcast.